Well, I am delighted to welcome you all here today. We're going to begin with our advanced licensing program to kick things off. I'm sure you guys are as happy as I am to be here. We have two excellent speakers. Ed Cavazos is the managing partner of the Austin office of Pillsbury, Winthrop, Shaw, Pittman, where his practice centers on complex technology-related and intellectual property transactions and disputes. He is the co-author of Cyberspace and the Law, Your Rights and Duties in the Online World. And he is an adjunct professor at the University of Texas School of Law, his alma mater, where he is currently teaching a course that I would like to take called The Law of Software, Video Games, and Interactive Entertainment. And he is joined this morning by Gavino Morin, who is Director of Business and Legal Affairs for Bluepoint Games, Inc. Gavino has more than 25 years of experience representing various high-tech companies in licensing, development, and other commercial agreements. It's going to be a great program. Hand it over to you.
Thanks very much. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you. And for those of you online, hello. So we're really excited to be here. I have to throw in Lisa didn't mention, but she might not have known that I am the co-author of that book, but Gavino was my co-author on the book. So that's a shared credit for both of us a long time ago. But anyway, it's great to be here. We're going to talk about licensing this morning, as we often do first off at this conference, for those of you who have been here before. But this year, we decided to try to focus on two very kind of new and emerging areas of the law that are having an impact on licensing and that are still unsettled a bit, that are still developing, so that if you in your practice come across either of these issues, which I think is increasingly likely, even though they are somewhat niche, that you will have maybe a little bit of basis, a head start in thinking through the issues. And so the two things we're going to talk about are interesting licensing issues posed by generative AI. You knew you weren't going to get out of this conference without some generative AI talk, which is all the rage. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about some interesting licensing issues raised by NFTs and why you should actually care, despite the fact that the NFT bubble seemingly burst. And if you're like a lot of people, you think, well, that was crazy, and you know, I knew it all along, and this was a weird little thing that probably is never coming back. But I think it's actually profoundly important. NFTs are going to be part of your lives one day. And if, maybe if you give me a minute at the end of my presentation, I'll make the argument for that. And there are very interesting licensing issues in that area. So Gavino is going to start off by talking about generative AI. So do you want to do the clicker?
Sure. Morning, everyone. We'll talk about generative AI and licensing issues related to generative AI. And I guess the first question is, what is generative AI? I think all of us here in this room certainly have heard a lot of generative, the topic of generative AI. We're all familiar with AI in general, artificial intelligence. Generative AI differs a little bit from regular AI in that it, as the name implies, actually generates new content. The basic idea behind the generative AI is that you can enter natural language prompts and produce output that is equivalent to something that a very skilled professional could do. So, for example, I could go into a program like Midjourney, an app like Midjourney, and type in a prompt and get an output that looks exactly like something that a highly skilled artist might produce. Generative AI applications include things like ChatGPT, which I know everyone here in this room has been hearing a lot about. That is natural language processing. But there's also image generating apps like DALL-E or Midjourney. There's music and audio generating apps. There's even code generating apps like Microsoft Copilot. And we'll be talking a little bit about a case involving Copilot later on. So if you see the screen, you'll see there's a photograph on the screen. It's actually not a photograph at all. It's an image that was generated by Midjourney.